good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Monday, June the 19th, 2023. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we're discussing about the road to the nomination court as political parties prepare to register their candidates for the general elections scheduled for August 23rd. But before we delve deeper into our main topic, let us hear what is happening to refugees around the world. The United Nations says around two-thirds of refugees around the world have lived in foreign countries for more than 5 years because of protracted crises. The media tend to focus on the newly displaced, so to mark World Refugee Day, VOA takes a look at what hope there is for refugees who appear destined to live longer portions of their lives without access to work and services because of the refugee status. Henry Wilkins report from N'Djamena, Chad.
Mohamed Jumaz Akrier is a refugee from Sudan. He fled the war in Darfur to neighbouring Chad when he was about 5 years old. Educated in a refugee camp, his academic abilities meant he was granted a scholarship to attend college in Chad's capital, N'Djamena. Back then, he thought he had a bright future. Now, Akrier feels his hopes of a better life have been dashed.
Yeah, exactly. If you are a refugee student and you graduated from universities, it is so difficult to get the job here. I don't want to lose my ambitions.
Refugees in Chad do not have the right to work. Despite being among the country's brightest, Ecrier is confined to a life of continued academia, as he sees it, and is now a research student, receiving barely enough pay to live. In the Garga refugee camp where Ecrier lived his early life, refugees who have been here for nearly 20 years prepare food to feed refugees displaced days earlier by Sudan's new conflict. One new arrival to Garga told VOA,
I came yesterday here from Darfur. I want to return to my country one day, but now it's not feasible because of the war.
Yet she too is likely to end up a refugee living for many years in Chad. While the media tends to focus on refugees displaced by new crises, the UN says most refugees globally live outside their home countries for more than 5 years. Experts say efforts to find durable solutions to this situation are being stepped up in some countries. The Kenyan government announced in May it will give its Dadaab refugee camp, which has existed for more than 30 years and is now home to around 300,000 people, municipality status, allowing refugees some rights to work.
Kenya is a very interesting case because I think the huge Dadaab camp that they have is one of the most notorious on earth, or has been. And the Kenyan government has been pretty innovative in trying to find different solutions. They already started trying this years ago in Kalobeyi. They started to set up what they call the settlement approach. So it's the idea not to create a camp, but in a way to create a city.
Experts say despite the evidence that allowing refugees to work benefits the economy of host countries, they are slow to give refugees access to the economy for political reasons.
But in reality, we often see that, I would argue, for populist political reasons, you still see these divisions being kept up, and you still see sort of that, foreign populations, migrant populations, and particularly refugees, are seen as threats for public security, are seen as a burden for the economy.
As for Ecrier, like so many refugees, he feels his life is about little more than surviving, not living. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, N'Djamena, Chad.
And now back to our main topic. This weekend, the main opposition, Citizens Coalition for Change, said it had completed selecting its candidates, but will only make known the candidates A day before the nomination court sits on Wednesday, the announcement by the leader of the CCC, Mr. Nelson Chamisa, that it will not disclose its candidate left the country guessing, including his own supporters. This kind of selecting candidates has never happened in Zimbabwe, leaving a lot of people raising many questions without answers. Addressing journalists in Harare following the selection process, Chamisa had this to say.
Well, those who want to be independent are free. In fact, being independent is the simplest thing. They can actually file now. But if those who want to be CCC, they are already on the party ticket, and they will register as party-nominated candidates. If you have any query, you have already approached the grievance handling body. If your issue is not resolved, you are free to also even stand on your own. In fact, the more the merrier. But what we know is that CCC will have a full complement of the candidates, and they're going to be announced. Why should we announce candidates in the context where we have ZANU-PF literally pursuing our candidates one by one? Why should we give you the final list now so that we are advertising targets and victims? We're dealing with ZANU-PF, and we know how to deal with them. Even if they come and hoping to get information through journalists, who will not give them that information. We will give them necessary information for them to understand that we are coming and we are ready for them.
That was CCC Interim President Nelson Chamisa in Harare speaking to Studio 7's Godwin Mangunjira. The ruling ZANU-PF party had its own process a few weeks ago. ZANU-PF's Mike Bima explained about the selection process of its candidates, speaking to Studio 7's Frank Chikore earlier on.
Security vetting. Vanombongororwa, kone wakune zimwe mbafa zine zirim katimomo, kune zimwe o nunja tunja zinenge zaisa o masivi. Dzimenguva isi tisingadzizi vasi varipo vano ungwaru vano ruzivo rwokunosarudza vachiti ava havakodzeri kuti vamirire musangano wezanupera. Saka iroro basa vavachiriita neusiku mazuva maviri apfuura masikati neusiku vachishanda. Ndiri kunzwa kuti iko zvino vanenge vapedza vachiri kugadzirisa nokutarisa kuti basa ravo ranaka here. Nokudaro pavanongopedza basa sokupedza kwavaita kune komiti yatinoti National Elections Directorate, iyo yandino chair, ndo ichasangana masikati ano kutanga basa rokutarisa zviya zvakabva kumaprovinces, zviya zvakabva kune vesecurity nezviya zvakabva kune iya komiti yaitarisa macomplaints. Vakutarisa zvese izvi, vanozviongorora zita nezita, munhu nomunhu, province by province. Kana vachinge vapedza izvi, vanoita marecommendations avo kuti pamunhu uyu vanofungei. Marecommendations iwavo achanyorwa mumagwaro iwavo, ndiwo magwaro anozoendeswa kupolitbureau. Nokuda kwokuti vanhu vava vakawanda, basa iri harina kugona kupera nenguva yataifungidzira, asi tinofungira kuti pakupera kwemugovera kana mangwanani esvondo basa iri rine rapera, zvinoita kuti politbureau inokwanisa kusangana musi wemuvhuro. Saka president vakabva vabvuma kuti nezvirongwa kwazvasvika, vakati ivo vari kuti politbureau izosangana musi wemande, yakatarisana nebasa rokutarisa basa rakaitwa nemasubmissions akaitwa kubva kuprovinsi kusvika patava nhasi. Province kana politbureau yasangana ndiyo inopa approval kana zvikubvumira kwokupedzisira kwokuti nyingi ngaachinomirira musangano kuprovinsi yakati pane nzvimbo yakati. Kana zvanhu zvadaro tapedza basa iroro, tine toudza vanhu kuti aiwa ndimi muchanomiririra. Saka zvinoreva kuti politbureau yangopedza kusangana, maelections anogona kuitwa.
That there was ZANU-PF's Mike Bima speaking to Studio 7's Frank Chikore after they'd finished their own nomination procedure that was earlier on a few weeks ago. And to discuss about the general elections preparedness, we are joined by Xavier Zaware of ZANU-PF, and we also have David Siampondo of the Citizens Coalition for Change. And we will also be looking for Henry Mutasa, the president of Kambizi Opposition Political Party. But I understand on the line right now we have David Siampondo of the Citizens Coalition for Change. Hello, Mr. Siampondo. Welcome to the program.
Hello, marvelous. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You're coming on the program when there's a lot of controversy over some selection processes that occurred this weekend. What's your take, and is your party prepared for the general election?
Yeah, thank you very much, Marvelous, for the opportunity and as well as the persons that you have put across. So let me start by clarifying that there's no confusion or there's no any concerns rather that are coming as a result of the process. I think our process was laid out there to everybody to know, to understand. There were four stages that the process was going to take. And what we witnessed yesterday, I think there was a presser by the Triple C, giving us the update in terms of where we are at right now. So you will see that we managed to have candidates in all constituencies that are up for grabs. And what we haven't done yet is to release the final list of the candidates. But that list will be made available as soon as all the formalities and all has been done with ZEC. So I don't think there are any controversies around our list. Even if we want to look at the list from the other side, as Mike Bima was just giving in terms of those updates, they haven't even also finalized their list. So it's not a miss for the Triple C to hold on to its list and to make sure that everybody goes through the processes that has been laid laid out, and we come out with credible and candidates of note. So basically, that's what we have right now. Nothing amiss, no controversies. That's the process and the procedure that we are taking as a Triple C.
Topinda murimirwa mai kuti imi tinoona kuti vazhinji vakatarisa zviri kubuda kubva kuma nominations akaitwa pa weekend ino, uye vazhinji vari kubvunza kuti kosei listi rambonzi aiwa ngarimbomiswa rozotaurwa nemusi wechitatu. Imi munoti nemafambira vakaita ma nominations aya?
Marvela, chakatanga ndo chakachenjedza. Mukaona pamakore adarika kana maelections adarika, tine mama constituencies atai ruza, ndingada kutora semucherechedzo sarudzo dza 2018. Tine mama constituencies anokwanisa kuita 10, anotodarika 10 actually, akaenda nepamusana pema double candidates. And ma double candidates acho dzimwe dzenguva anobuda kuburikidza nekukasika kuburitsa mazita amacandidates edu avatinokwikwidzana navo vazofamba vachivateera vachitsvaga vamwe vaya vanenge vasina kuzobudirira vachivanyengera kuti vaise mapepa aonerwe seri. So izvozvi izvi ndo zvatiri kuti process iyi kana kuti muitiro watiri kuita rwendo runoru ruchatibatsira kuti tisawana madouble candidates iwayo. And ndichitaura pamaringe nekubuda kwakaita mazita kana kuti zvakabuda manominations, zviri kutevedzera gwara rakaturwa nemusangano. Mukatarisa kutanga tiine zvidanho kana kuti mastages mana ataitevedzera muprocesi yedu yekutsvaga macandidates edu. And zvese mukazvitarisa zviri kunonobuda zvakatsenama zvakatopinda mugwara chaimo chaimo nematiri kuda kuti zvinge zvichiita. So macandidates edu kana kuti list redu sekutaura kwakaita utungamiriri webato redu muchaziviswa nemusi wechitatu apo tinenge tabva kuzeki vanhu vedu vese vafaila manominations edu taziva kuti hatisisina kutya kuti tinoisirwa double candidate kana kuitwa sei. Ndiwo mamiriro akaita zvinhu. Zvinhu zvakabuda negwara rainyatsotarisirwa nemusangano zvichitevedzera mastages mana anga akatarwa kuti ndo zvichabutiburitsira macandidates edu izvi.
Asi izvi hazvizoita kuti vamwe vari kufungidzirwa kuti vakakundwa kana kuti vakakundwa vanyunyute here kana kurwadzikana panguva ino vakamirira kuti chitatu chisvike?
Zvagara ndo zvinoita sarudzo, asi tiri kuti mukatarisa muitiro wataita zvinhu vanhu vanotoona kuti munhu ari kudiwa pachinzvimbo ichi kana kuti kuuko kundingana. And hatitarisi, of course tinotarisira kuti zvinowanikwa mupolitics kana munhu anenge akundwa anomboita kakudzimbikana because anenge ane shungu nechishuviro chokuti ange achimirirawo vanhu. Asi tinotarisira kuti vanhu ivava vange vachipora uye vange vachidzokedzana nenguva isipi tasvika kupi, tasvika kumaelections. Izvo kuti kurwadziwa zviri kwese zvinowanikwa, even kune vatichakwikwidzana nawe ikokoko pane kurwadziwa kurikowo futi kune vasina kubudirira. Saka izvi hazvisi kutriple c chete, asi tine nzira tine maways atinokwanisa atinawo right now ekuti tiite kuti vanhu vedu vanzwisise, tiite kuti vanhu vedu vagamuchire zvinenge zvabuda kubva musarudzo nekusarudza kunenge kwaita macitizen.
Maybe let's go back again while we wait for our ZANU-PF guest, Mr. Xavier Zavare, who we had earlier on, but he dropped off, but we are waiting to reconnect and just come back to you and just say, so moving forward, were you able to get, you know, some youth candidates during this nomination process? Because a lot of people have been looking at how the youth in some parties, not necessarily only your own, were being sidelined. What happened during this nomination process to the youth especially?
Right. So if we were looking or if you were listening at the list that has been called out yesterday during our presser, there is a number, there is an overwhelming number of our youthful candidates who have been nominated in all provinces, actually. So in terms of us, on the youth front, and even also in terms of women representatives, we have garnered enough, and I think as a party we have done an excellent job in terms of making sure that we have youthful candidates as well as female as well.
Thank you so much there, Mr. David Siampondo. Let's take on Mr. Xavier Zavare, who's on the phone all the way from England. Hello, Mr. Zavare.
Hello, how are you doing, Marvelous?
I'm good. I'm glad we were able to get hold of you. We've been trying to use Skype, but our connection wasn't very good. But coming back to you with the issue at hand, your nomination process was complete. Tell us a little bit about that, because we've been talking to the Citizens Coalition for Change. They just had their nomination process for their own candidates this weekend. How does your nomination process stand at the moment as ZANU-PF?
Well, we have done with our primary elections, which is a democratic process that we do as ZANU-PF. We brought democracy to Zimbabwe in 1980 when we brought independence following the oppressive regime of Ian Smith. So we are masters of democracy and doing things in a transparent and democratic way compared to the upstarts who are out of their depth, who are just now creating strife within their camp because of one person, Nelson Chamisa, choosing basically who he wants to be. Unlike in ZANU-PF, where the membership is the electorate, povo, vanhu, vazhinji, ndosaka ichinzi guta ruzhinji, are the electorate who elect those that they want to represent them in the councils, those that they want to represent them in the National Assembly and the Senate. Whether it's women's quota or youth quota, it is by election, by party members, ordinary card-carrying party members who go on to do that. It's the same reason with our president, the first secretary of the party, who will be our sole candidate and representative at the next general election that is coming on the 23rd of August. So we have a transparent democratic process that members actively participate in. And we've done that. We've just done it, dusted. We're just waiting for the nomination court to open on Wednesday, as was proclaimed by the president. Once that is done, we will make sure we have candidates in every constituent and every ward that is available to be contested. Because we are an organized party and a progressive party.
If I may just come in there, we heard earlier on in a video interview the interim president of the Citizens Coalition for Change, Nelson Chamisa, saying that your party has in the past been trying to buy off some candidates. That's why they are not releasing the names ahead of Wednesday. What's your take?
That's a whole lot of nonsense from a man who's out of debt, who is incompetent politically, who is incompetent economically, who is incompetent in general leadership of a political party, let alone a country. We have no business getting involved in their processes, okay? We are an organized party. We are a party for the people, a very mass party with progressive policies that win elections. And that is what matters. Zimbabweans are not daft. They are not blinded. They are seeing all the machinations that he is doing against his colleagues and doing within the party, how he lacks depth in terms of leadership. ZANU-PF is a well-led party by President Emmerson Dabo Mnangagwa and the entire Politburo and Central Committee that leads our political party. So we have no business getting involved in their issues. We are focused on delivering for the people of Zimbabwe. We are focused on delivering brilliant service delivery in terms of collecting garbage, which they have failed to
do. Mr. Savare, can I just...
We are working very hard.
Mr. Savare, let me just take a caller quickly. I'll come back to you. Hello, caller on the line. How are you? Caller Makadi.
Hello, Tipo Makadi.
Tiri Wadi Trukutawara Nani Murukupi.
Joshua.
Tawara Itins, we line in here. Is it very clear?
Okay, that is the idea. But you know, why my election? And this is how we come back to make an effort to my election promotion. But the total number of voters that you could start carrying that is
okay. Okay, thank you very much, caller. We're going to try another caller, but his question is, how safe is it for people to go out there to vote? He's saying he's in South Africa. So he's a bit worried. Let me come to you, Mr. David Siampondo. You heard what Mr. Savare of ZANU-PF was saying. What's your take? And also, please take on what the caller was asking about. Go ahead.
What we can do, or what I can say at this juncture, is to encourage everybody who's capable and who's able to go and vote.
Mm-hmm.
To go and vote, because there won't be any challenges in terms of us, the CCC, facilitating a conducive environment, especially that is going to protect the outcome of our vote, and as well as the process. So we are working very hard in terms of making sure that we push for an environment that is going to be positive, an environment that is going to be conducive for our members and the generality of Zimbabweans to go and cast their votes in peace. So there are a lot of engagements that are happening with SADC country members and all other interested stakeholders. So we are looking forward to an environment that is well enhanced for each and everybody to make sure that they cast their votes without any coercion, without any force. Though we know there are others who have got this penchant for violence and all other sorts of election rigging gimmicks, but we are working flat out to make sure that this election is going to produce what the citizens would have wished or would have voted for.
Thank you so much, Mr. Zavare. If you can come on while we're waiting for our callers. Callers, we do have your numbers and we're trying to call you. We saw there's a lot of you that want to come on and give us your take. But Mr. Zavare, you heard what the caller was asking. How safe is it for those in the diaspora who want to cast their vote to come back home?
The long and short answer is that he is very safe, just like every citizen in Zimbabwe who want to vote.
Mm-hmm.
He is not the only one who will be going to Zimbabwe to vote. We will also be going to Zimbabwe. Some of us have already gone to support the party in campaigning, and some of us will be joining very soon to support our party's ZANU-PF campaign as well as to vote. And we will vote peacefully. You would have heard President Emmerson Mnangagwa izvirauraa kutoshoshoma nekudeedzera kudai vangativhotei ngatiraramei muZimbabwe takabatana tiri murunyararo tiri murugare tiri peaceful. That is exactly what we are looking at doing. Hatisi kuda violence, tiri kuda kuti tive ne an outcome ye election inogutsikana vanenge varobwa semarombero achaitwa CC in terms of voting and voting patterns and the election results. Vagutsikanewo kuti aiwa vakundwa, kwete kuti vazotanga kuita mhirizhonga sezvavakaita muna 2018. Hatidi izvozvo zvakadaro. Tiri kuti isu seZANU-PF ngatiite zvinhu zvedu zvese murunyararo, murugari, tichiziva kuti tiri vanhu vamwe, tiri mhuri imwe. We are families. We are one Zimbabwe. We are one country. We are one people. So, vamunangagwa vadzokororazve, the whole leadership of ZANU-PF, yadzokororazve, kuti we want to have a peaceful election, violent-free election. Inotipa issues and outcome, and an expected outcome here is a ZANU-PF win, because we are good at mobilizing, we are good at delivering for people, we are good at meeting people's aspirations. And
thank
we are
you.
Definitely going to do that.
Thank you very much. There we were hearing from Mr. Zavare, Xavier Zavare in the United Kingdom. And we also have Mr. David Siampondo here in North Dakota in the United States. Mr. Siampondo, you heard what Mr. Zavare is saying, that he's saying his party is peaceful. And, you know, everything is going to be, you know, well when it comes to elections. And he's alleging that there will be no rigging. What's your take?
Well, I think Mr. Zavare got a very low opinion of his party. They have never been peaceful, especially when it comes to elections, because they are very much afraid of the citizens. And we are just praying and hoping right now that no violence is going to happen, and also that we are going to make sure that our citizens are going to be protected from their usual violence. So really, it doesn't need a rocket scientist to know who is the architect and bishop of violence in Zimbabwe.
Mr. Siampondo, please stay on the line. Let me just quickly take a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hey, Makadi.
Makadi. Muri kutaura naEdson Shumba, ndiri kuSouth Africa.
Taurai tinzwe Shumba.
Tinoda kunyatsonzwisisa nenyaya yavari kutaura nezvayo iyi, kuti nyaya iyi kana iri nyaya yevhaiolensi, inyaya iri kuratidza kuti how do we know that we are people are well protected from violence. Inyaya yekuti tiri kuona maitiro eZANU-PF. And from 2000, they are always using their violence to intimidate and the elections. How do we know that people are well protected from violence?
Aiwa, pakanaka pakadaro. Apa muri ku South Africa, imi mushaenda here kunovota?
Yeah, I am on my way to.
Thank you so much. So yeah. we're hearing yeah. there from a caller in South Africa asking the same question. How can he and other people be sure that there will be no violence. But unfortunately, we have no time to get back to our guests. We had with us here Mr. Xavier Zaware of ZANU-PF and also Mr. David Siampondo of the Citizens Coalition for Change. And thank you so much to all our callers and all those that were streaming live with us. I know you wanted us to call you. We'll try again tomorrow. And for those that were with us, same, have a very good night. Let's meet again tomorrow on The Connection, The Youth Show. I'm Marvelous Nhlanga Nyahuye, saying have a very good night and happy Juneteenth to all those in the United States.